The guidance you are getting is to follow your heart. Listen to your soul. Hear yourself. Even when I present you with an option, an idea, a point of view, you are under no obligation to accept that as your own. If you disagree, then disagree. That is the whole point of this exercise. The idea wasn't for you to substitute your dependency on everything and everyone else with a dependency on this book. The idea was to cause you to think for yourself. And that is who I am right now. I am you thinking. I am you thinking out loud.
You mean this material is not coming from the highest source?
Of course it is. Yet here's the one thing you still cannot believe. You are the highest source. And here's the one thing you still apparently do not grasp. You are creating it all of your life, right here, right now. You are creating it, not me. You. So are there some answers to these purely political questions that you do not like? Then change them. Do it now. Before you start hearing them as gospel. Before you start making them real. Before you start calling your last thought about something more important, more valid, more true than your next thought. Remember, it's always your new thought that creates your reality. Always. Now, do you find anything in this political discussion of ours that you want to change?
Well, not really. I'm sort of agreeing with you as it happens. I just didn't know what to make of all of this.
Make of it what you wish. Don't you get it? That's what you're doing with all of life.
Okay. All right. I think I've got it. I would like to continue with this conversation, if only to see where it's going.
Fine, then let's do that.
Well, you were about to say...
I was about to say that in other societies, enlightened societies, the putting aside of a set amount of what one receives, what you call income, to be used for the general good of the society itself, is a rather common practice. Under the new system we have been exploring for your society, everyone would earn as much each year as they could, and they would retain what they earn up to a certain limit.
What limit?
An arbitrary limit agreed to by everyone.
And anything above that limit?
Would be contributed to the World Charitable Trust in the name of the contributor, so all the world would know its benefactors. Benefactors would have the option of direct control over the disbursement of 60% of their contribution, providing them the satisfaction of putting most of their money exactly where they want it. The other 40% would be allocated to programs legislated by the World Federation and administered by it.
If people knew, though, that after a certain income limit, everything would be taken from them, what would be their incentive to keep working? What would cause them not to stop in midstream once they reach their income limit?
Some would. So what? Let them stop. Mandatory work above the income limit with contributions to the World Charitable Trust would not be required. The money saved from the elimination of mass production of weapons of war would be sufficient to supply everyone's basic need. The 10% tithe of all that is earned worldwide on top of those savings would elevate all of society, not just the chosen few, to a new level of dignity and abundance. And the contribution of earnings above the agreed-upon limit would produce such widespread opportunity and satisfaction for everyone that jealousy and social angers would virtually disintegrate. So some would stop working, especially those who saw their life activity as real work. Yet those who saw their activity as absolute joy would never stop.
Yes, well, not everyone can have a job like that.
Untrue. Everyone can.
Hmm?
Joy at the workplace has nothing to do with function and everything to do with purpose. The mother who wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning to change her baby's diapers understands this perfectly. She hums and coos to the baby, and for all the world, it doesn't look like what she is doing is any work at all. Yet it is her attitude about what she is doing. It is her intention with regard to it. It is her purpose in undertaking this activity, which make the activity a true joy. I've used this example of motherhood before, because the love of a mother for her child is as close as you may be able to come to understanding some of the concepts of which I'm speaking.
Still, what would be the purpose? I mean, I don't get the purpose of eliminating limitless earning potential. Wouldn't that rob the human experience of one of its greatest opportunities, one of its most glorious adventures?
You'd still have the opportunity and the adventure of earning a ridiculous amount of money. The upper limit on attainable income would be very high, more than the average person, the average 10 people would ever need. And the amount of income you could earn would not be limited, simply the amount you would choose to retain for personal use. The remainder, everything say over $25 million a year, I use a strictly arbitrary figure to make a point, would be spent for programs and services benefiting all humankind. As to the reason, the why of it, the upper retainable income limit would be a reflection of a consciousness shift on the planet, an awareness that the highest purpose of life is not the accumulation of the greatest wealth, but the doing of the greatest good, and a corollary awareness that indeed the concentration of wealth, not the sharing of it, is the largest single factor in the creation of the world's most persistent and striking social and political dilemmas.
But the opportunity to amass wealth, unlimited wealth, is the cornerstone of the capitalistic system, a system of free enterprise and open competition that has produced the greatest society the world has ever known.
The problem is, you really believe that.
No, I don't. I mouthed it there on behalf of all those who do believe it.
Those who do believe it are terribly deluded and see nothing of the current reality on your planet.